today's episode, you'll discover why the first 30 seconds after someone comes out matter way more than you think. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester, author, speaker, and advocate for LGBTQ plus youth and the people who love them. This is the podcast for the parent who looks fine on the outside, but is carrying a quiet panic on the inside. Here, we name what's real without shame, so you can become the kind of grounded, brave, loving person your child can actually feel. You're not alone. You don't have to do this perfectly. Let's get into it. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester, and today we are talking about something that may feel minor, but is anything but. There's a moment where someone takes a breath, looks at you, and says something that changes everything. Mom, I'm gay. I think I'm trans. I'm bisexual. I'm not sure what I am yet, but I needed to tell you. And in that precise moment, your brain goes blank. Do you freeze? Do you go into fixing mode? Do you completely fumble the moment? Most people believe allyship begins when you support someone's identity. But the truth is that allyship begins in those first 30 seconds after someone comes out. That moment becomes a permanent emotional memory. And the good news is that you do not need a perfect speech. When someone comes out to you, they are not just sharing information. They are handing you something fragile, something they have spent months, maybe even years, mentally crafting what they think will be the best way to tell you. And your response, including your tone, your facial expressions, your pause or pauses, all gets encoded in their nervous system. It becomes the memory they replay. It's what informs their entire system, even subconsciously. I'm safe with them, or I can't trust them with the real me. That's a lot of pressure. But here's the shift. The way you respond is not about saying the perfect thing. Just get rid of anything sounding like perfection. That is an illusion. The way you respond is about emotional safety. If you freeze or fumble your response, you are likely replaying the conversation over and over and over. You feel guilty. That guilt then causes you to avoid conversations in the future, and you become more afraid of messing up. You shrink. You second guess yourself. You blame yourself for any discomfort in your relationship with your child and even with others. If your freeze or fumble causes your child to feel dismissed or questioned, then they share less. They retreat emotionally. They become guarded. They may delay future honesty, or at the least, they may begin keeping secrets from you. They may even stay closeted to others longer. And that distance can be hard to repair. So let's talk about the biggest three mistakes in those first 30 seconds after coming out. Mistake number one, trying to say something big and perfect. You think that you need a speech, something inspired and filled with loving words of acceptance. Don't. Simple is best. Over-talking actually shifts the focus to you. And while you may be well-meaning, it absolutely deflects the opportunity of this moment. What your child needs is grounding, love, acknowledgement. Definitely not a TED Talk. Mistake number two, asking, are you sure? It sounds harmless. And it may even be a knee-jerk response. But what they hear is, I don't believe you. It is so, so vital to understand that they have likely wrestled with this for weeks, months, perhaps even years. They've bargained, denied, and had a whole internal process. Certainty isn't the point. Courage is. And mistake number three, making it about your processing, saying things like, this is a lot. I need time. This is unexpected. Even if true, that moment is not about your adjustment. It's about their vulnerability. Listen, y'all know that Steve and I asked Connor if he was sure. Now, granted, it was 2 days later, but we still asked. And one of the biggest reasons I bring it up so often is because it is one of the easiest mistakes to avoid with just a little awareness and education. So I created a little formula to help you in this moment and others that are similar to this moment. Again, this is not about perfection. It is about three simple things: validating, reassuring, and inviting. So what does validation look like in this moment? What can it look like in this moment? It can be, thank you for telling me. I'm really glad you trusted me. I am really grateful for your courage. Validation lowers their anxiety immediately. Once you have made simple validation, you follow it immediately with reassurance. I love you. I'm here. You're not alone in this. It does not need to be a dissertation. Short, clear, direct. Finally, offer your attention and curiosity. Invite them to share if they feel comfortable. Do you want to tell me more? How can I support you? Do you want advice or do you want me to just listen? This gives them control, and that control helps build safety. When you respond this way, they feel relief instead of fear. Your relationship strengthens, and you become the person they come to first, not last. And isn't that what you want? It will likely be messy. But embrace that. That is where the good stuff is. I am loving this new way of ending my episodes with the butterfly effect. It's one small shift, one gentle rebellion, one micro move that can change everything. Today, we're going to do one we haven't done before, the word of the week. These are anchoring words that shape behavior, boundaries, and healing. So today's word is witness. You don't have to fix feelings. You just have to stay. If you find yourself stuck with not knowing what to say when someone comes out and it's making you feel like you might say the wrong thing and permanently damage trust, and what you really, really want is to respond with love and confidence, that's why I created the first 60 seconds, a coming out response script pack. It's a ready-to-use script guide to help you respond in a way that builds safety and connection without the freezing, the fumbling, or accidentally making it about you. Go to the show notes and click on the link at the top of the page, and I will get the first 60 seconds to you right away. Today, we talked about those powerful first 30 seconds. You don't need a perfect speech. You just need to stay, to validate, reassure, and invite in the most simple way. Subscribe to More Human, More Kind so you don't miss what's next. And if someone in your life needs this before a big conversation, send it to them. Until next time, stay human, stay kind, and remember, you do not have to get it perfect to get it right.